Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, friendship.
But we shouldn't just cut off ties like, this person is out of my life forever.
At the end of the day, you want to see that guy out there single. You don't want to see him with another lady. You don't want to see, see her with another man.
Although there are many forms of friendship out there, some of which may vary from place to place, certain characteristics are present in many types of friendships, including affection, sympathy, empathy, honesty, altruism, mutual understanding, and compassion. But can somebody also be a friend with their ex? Well, as usual, let's talk. We will discuss this in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague Oreni Tangishaka.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Sunday.
Thank you, Oren, for being here. And of course, we have over the phone the one and only Denzel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, my brother. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Denzel Musumba. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing friendship. Well, do we need to have friends or we don't? But I know having a friend is healthy and important. Of course, friendship has so many things coming with it. And I just wanted to know, what do friends have in common? And do they need anything in common to be friends? And I spoke to Tari Owe, and I wanted to know if she can be friends with her ex.
Okay, that the relationship did not work out, that doesn't mean I should completely cut the person off. Because really, what I've come to realize is that no one knows tomorrow. You don't know where and when you may need this person. We just did not meet by chance. If I wasn't supposed to know you, I will never know you. But since I got the opportunity to know you, I mean, we don't necessarily have to be as close as we used to be, but we shouldn't just cut off ties like, this person is out of my life forever. I don't think it's something that I would like. I always prefer us to say, at least once in my lifetime, I met this person, and if there's any form of help I need, and I know this person could help, then why not?
Okay, but Tari,
there should be boundaries anyway.
Okay, Tari. Now, since you say it's okay to be friends, but you have boundaries.
Yes.
What about if some people in the panel we were talking about here, they say, you know what, when you have friendship with your ex, anything can happen because you guys used to have sparks prior. So when you meet again, you talk again, those talks, those emails, those mails or whatever, or when meeting down and sitting or going out, that could bring sparks of the previous relationship you had. Don't you believe in that, or don't you think that can happen?
I mean, it's possible that it could happen. But there's something called self-control. You know this thing, you know we are no longer together, and you shouldn't, I mean, even if the other person tries to bring up some kind of conversation that will spur up or that will light up that spark in you, then I think there's a way you have to navigate through it. You've got to be wise. And you know, this thing is not what it used to be. And those are the boundaries you need to create for yourself. And again, for the fact that you're friends with your ex doesn't mean you have to call each other up every day or to send emails to each other. And then with all that, you're trying to light up a spark. You don't have to do that. Well, you don't have to be enemies. That's where I'm coming from.
Okay, you don't have to be enemies. But there's a problem sometimes, they say. If you have a new relationship, that guy or that lady might not be happy to see you friends with your ex. When that happens, what do you do?
That's a good question. If your new partner is not in support, or she doesn't want you to be here, she doesn't want you to be friends, well, I think you can explain to the person in the way the person may understand, like your new partner may understand. But if your new partner doesn't understand, then I think you just have to, for peace to reign, just have to do that. But, you know, deep down inside you, you're at peace with your other friend.
Thanks, Tari. Oh, we're from Nigeria. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing friendship. Back to you guys in studio. Okay, let me start with the only lady in the room, Oren. I see. Thank you. So, Oren, is this something that we can discuss? Maybe is it okay for somebody to be a friend with their ex, whether it's ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend? You know,
that's a little tricky. I mean, you know, I have a personal straight answer, but a lot of people, you realize that they really have a hard time with this question. My straight answer when it comes to exes is no. Not to say that you want to be enemies with them, but right. There's just no need for entertaining a type of friendship. You know, like I said, it's no need to be enemies with them, but there's right. just no room to be friends with them in terms of talking to them every week or even every month. Every 6 months, it's okay to say, hey, how you doing? You're still alive. But, you know, I believe in friends, you know, two different things. I believe in friends for life and friends for a season.
Okay.
You know, with exes.
Season like Christmas, New Year's, or what?
I believe, you know, some people come in your life and, you know, you have a lot of things in common, but then you realize that there are some things that you really can't agree with, or you really don't, you clash heads a lot, and you realize that they were just in your life for a certain season, you know, and then that was it. And, you know, no need to dwell on it. They go their way, you go your way. Maybe in the future you might meet again, but those friends are for a season. That's okay. what I call it. But friends for life, there's a true meaning to that friendship and a true purpose that causes the relationship to go on almost forever. Like, you know, you realize that these were there when I was born and they're still here 40, 30 years later. You realize these are friends that I really need to cherish. So in terms of exes, I think it's, you know, it's rarely that it's a healthy, you know, thing to entertain. So I'd rather not.
Okay. That's your take. Yes. Thank you, Shaka.
Yes.
What about you, Mr. Denzel Musumba?
First of all, when we talk about friends, it's a wide topic because it depends. Everybody needs a friend, you know. Yeah. Everybody needs a friend. You need to have a friend out there. Maybe you went to school together. You go to church together, you know, or maybe to a mosque. You know, you have a friend. You go to party together. But when we're talking about the exes, you know, this also depends on the way you guys parted ways. Because if you parted ways in a bitter way, I don't think you need to be a good friend or, you know, to be in touch with your ex. And also, if you guys really had mutual understanding and parted ways in good faith, I think that friendship will still be there. I know so many people who dated a long time ago, they parted ways, but they still talk, you know. And also, my advice is, especially if you're married, and, you know, you're married and you still have your ex out there, I don't think it's wise for you to be in touch with that person, you know, mm-hmm. because you're also risking, you know, your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many things that an individual has to analyze. What kind of a friend are you looking at? Is he a good guy? Is she a good lady out there? Did you guys part ways? What's the agenda of this friendship? Mm-hmm. Are there some maybe repercussions later on? Whereby it's going to haunt you and your marriage, or maybe you as an individual. So, and there are also so many men, you know, let's say, for instance, and even women, you part ways with your ex and, you know, at the end of the day, you want to see that guy out there single. You don't want to see him with another lady. You don't want to see, you know, see her with another
jealousy.
Man. So
jealousy,
that's dangerous. And people kill each other because of that. Love mm-hmm. is something that is a bit crazy, and we need to tread wisely. Mm. But I can assure you, Sunday, that everybody needs friends.
Okay.
Even your ex, if you guys parted ways in a good way, you know, in good terms, I believe that you need each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no reason not to be friends.
And if I can add on this, Sunday, I was watching something really interesting online on Facebook the other day. One woman was saying she was hearing on a radio station a very disturbing percentage of women with friends and their exes. She says she heard on the radio that the percentages of women who have a friend of someone who they dated in the past and who they actually call that friend an option two in case the relationship doesn't work is 85%. A stagnating 85% of women.
I think I agree with my sister.
Hold on right there, Tangishaka, and hold on, my friend Denzel. So, that's a whole
dangerous
topic we need to talk about here. Wow. Okay, we'll see about that. Yes. Hold on right there. When you date, you're hoping that someone could be that special significant other. And when things don't work out, everyone goes separate ways. But do you need to stay in touch? Well, some do and some don't. And is it a good thing that couples become friends before they get married? Well, we'll find out. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante AU, African Youth, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This is Let's Talk, and I'm here in Washington studio with Oren Itangishaka and Denzel Musumba. Right now we are discussing friendship. Some best friends could turn out to be worst enemies, and some childhood friends may not stay friends in their adulthood. Why is that? Also, some couples still stay friends after they break up. I spoke to Ashura Yusuf and wanted to know her take.
It's good to keep some sort of communication, so, but I wouldn't like to be that close as to calling my ex a friend or so. Yeah, I would like, you know, to have some communication here and there, but not to call that person a friend, because I believe once you move on, it's fair enough that whatever it is that you had behind, you just leave it behind. Because there has to be a reason why you broke up in the first place.
Right.
If you broke up in the first place, then why would you then want to be friends with that person if you're no longer with that person as in a relationship?
Right. Okay. But Ashura, you know one thing known as platonic relationship, and you know if you have a friend as platonic, that means there's nothing going on. You guys are just friends. No kissing, no touching, no nothing, no affection at all. And I do remember some people say that, or there's a saying out there that, you know what, we can be very good as friends, but not dating. There's someone you can date and it doesn't work. But if you don't date that person, is just good as a friend. So with these things that people talk about, I'm trying to find out, is that maybe okay just to have this guy who is an ex just as a friend and nothing else?
If you have moved on, whether you are in another relationship or you're not, it's always good to leave your past behind.
Okay.
You don't want to bring it to the future. That's what I believe.
Okay. Well said.
Whatever has been said and done, yeah, and that's it.
So you think maybe that will be giving you memories and you don't want to get to those memories sometimes?
Yes, no matter how bitter or sweet they were, it's all been said and done, and just leave it there. We move on with life, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't want to go back to it.
And what happens, Ashura, if your ex is calling you, sending you messages, friending you on Facebook, writing you emails? What do you do?
I would respond in a nice way, though, but if it's becoming a habit that is, I would feel like somehow he's trying to get back to me or so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to communicate once in a while here and there, that's fine, but not to have that close relationship.
You're already an ex, so you want to stay ex, huh?
No, exactly, friendship. Just stay an ex. That ex won't come out, so it won't change. So,
but I wanna,
it, yeah.
But tell me something. When we talked here in our panel, most people say, you know what, these kinds of habits are mostly with women. Is it true that women would like all the time to be closer with their exes, trying to be friends, or is this a man thing? Is it a woman thing, or is it a man thing, or what do you think?
It can be both, depending. If you haven't moved on with your life, you'll always want your ex to be around. And depending on the circumstance, how you broke up, you'd want them to be in your life. But as for me, I always believe in moving on. You leave your past behind, whether it was sweet or bitter. Mm-hmm. You've moved on. You start something new. And there, that's what makes me happy.
Right.
I can't be living for what I've had in the past, trying to bring it into my present and future. And so, no, it's been said and done, it's happened, I'm moving on, and that's it.
And that's the end of the story.
Okay. Exactly, it's as simple as that. Life goes on, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Ashura Yusuf. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing friendship. Back to you guys. Well, Itangi Shaka, you mentioned something very strange here, but it's, you said it's a fact, you read it on Facebook.
I don't know if it's a fact, but it's a scary...
It's a scary fact, right?
Yes.
And Denzel wanted to speak about, to say something about it. Okay, Denzel, what do you want to say, man?
Honest,
you think that is something that's happening,
that
really?
Because I think most, especially women, this behavior is much among women.
Really?
You know, they tend to...
Women
back,
are listening, Denzel.
You know, you married, and this lady leaves her home and comes to your home, you know? She's leaving her parents and coming to stay with you as the wife. But this behavior is common when these, you know, women tend to visit their parents and they happen to meet their ex-boyfriends out there, you know, in college. This love comes back, and to me, that's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see my sister says that it's an option, like Plan B. You know?
Plan B. It's very dangerous.
And
that's dangerous.
Common. And even men, I'm not just saying on about women, but even men tend to do that. They tend to revisit their ex-girlfriends.
Wow.
You know? So let's just remember, you know, remind ourselves what we used to share. Let's, you know, the fun and all that stuff. And it's very risky. You know,
and
you find they use the new term that is so common all over the world, you know, friends with benefits. We just there.
Right.
You know?
So that's dangerous right there. I mean, that's really, really dangerous. And I don't know why that happens, Itangi Shaka. It says with so many women and men.
Yeah. I mean, this percentage was saying that it's 85% of women. I guess maybe in that town. I don't know if it's in the world,
right.
But 85% of women have a second option from either an old friend or an old boyfriend whom they keep there in case their relationship doesn't work out.
Wow.
I think that's really interesting. I mean, I would think that for a man, but if that's a woman in mindset, that's
it's
revolutionary.
It's common among all genders, you know, men and women. You know?
Not just men, not just women, you think, right?
And Mr. Sambi, when you talk about this same topic, friendship, there's also a new trend whereby you find nowadays young boys, young men, I can maybe teenage, almost like, let's say adults, but, you know, at that young age, 18, 19, 20, up to maybe 24, 25, these young men nowadays tend to go for, you know, mature women.
Yeah.
And the game is changing. You find
friends.
Young, old guys, you know, our dads going for the young girls. So I don't know where the world is headed.
That's crazy. I know. It's kind of, where are we going? I mean, Itangi Shaka, when you see an older guy saying a very young girl, oh, this is my friend. Some people say, okay, that's okay, maybe.
Yeah.
because they say women mature early. Is that right? But when you find a young boy, a teenage boy, talking about an older woman, like what Denzel is talking about, yeah. This is my friend. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's kind of awkward. Young boys and older women, a friendship there. I mean, yeah, like you said, for the women, yeah, we do mature faster. So if there's like a 10-year difference, mm-hmm. the people can still sort of be friends because, right. you know, the woman is a little bit more mature, but the boy part,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of doubtful.
Tamari, I think 99% of these cases, you'll find that there's some, you know, financial part of it. Maybe
yeah.
this relation is built.
Right.
Benefits, like you said.
Like you say, he becomes friends with benefits.
Nice cars and all that, you know, shopping. These are issues that bring these two people together.
Right.
Yeah, it's so hard to find that the young guy goes for, you know, some mature lady out there who has no money, you know?
Right.
So it's hard to find that, you know?
So there has to be some benefit around it.
Exactly.
Right. And, and if I can shift the gear a little bit, when Sunday was asking about, you know, the couples,
uh-huh.
you know, being
friends
first
before
you get married.
Uh-huh.
Well, my example with my marriage,
mm-hmm.
I mean, my husband and I grew up together.
Okay.
We were friends as kids from about the age of 5 until about the age of 10. We grew up together, same neighborhood, playing in the streets together.
Mm.
From until we were about 10, 12, he went overseas, I went overseas, totally different countries. We went about 16 years without seeing each other. Maybe within that 16 years, we probably spoke in the email maybe once or twice. But we met each other. Within 5 months, we were married. So I don't think you have to be friends with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a spark that happens that doesn't necessarily need a friendship. Like Denzel said, depends what you mean by friendship. You know, we met after 16 years and we realized that, you know what, this is the one, that's it. You don't need to waste time being friends trying to figure out what
trying to figure out for 5 years who you are.
What you did in the past 17 years, 15 years. So
right.
yeah, in terms of couples, you know, that are listening out there or people who are dating a very short period of time, you know, I would suggest, you know, being friends or people saying you have to date for a year and
mm-hmm.
become friends and become familiar with each other. That's bogus. That just leaves rooms for you to be doing stuff you don't need to be doing. Or maybe, you know, to... You know, yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay, well, that's...
So no need to be friends.
I got your opinion. You don't need to be friends. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of course you see in some colleges people meet.
Yes.
They don't even know each other.
Yes.
And they get married.
Yes.
And it works out.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I understand your point. Mm-hmm. Hold it right there. Tune to Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari. I asked Itanga Shaka that some friends usually, or some friends could turn worst enemies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're like, what happened?
Yes.
And is this happening mostly for females? I see this
yes.
for women, not the men.
Yes.
Is that what it is, do you think? And
oh,
why is that?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know what it is. I had an example, quick example. I had a friend. That friend introduced me to another friend. You know, friend A, whom I was friends with, introduces me to friend B. But those B and A became enemies because it was like, you know, no, you're taking my friend and, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering why women say that thing, you took my friend.
Shocked.
Why? What's about that?
I was shocked. These are women in their 30s. I was shocked, you know. So sometimes women are jealous and, you know, that's my friend. You met her through me. So you got to go through me to go visit her. And so.
You got to go through me to ask her for money.
Now they are enemies. And when you wonder, like, how did that happen?
Right.
The only reason why men don't become friends anymore, women, that comes between them. But for men, for women, us, it could be a purse that causes us to be the worst enemy. It could be a shoe. But for men, they usually genuinely friend friends, right. You know, but the only thing that I have seen that can come between two men is a woman. Everything else is just everything else is, you know.
Just women, an African woman,
a beautiful African woman. But, you know, everything else is like it's all good, it's cool. You know, you took my car, you crushed it in the ditch. It's okay, but don't dare take my woman.
Yeah,
that will turn out to be the great. The worst enemy.
Yeah, a woman is the only thing that will cause you to be enemies. But for us women, like I said.
Denzel, you didn't mention that, which is very important, Denzel. Men kill each other for women, right?
That's the only way.
One minute. Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
We live abroad, and you find that we visit home. Let's say this past holidays. Mm-hmm. I know so many guys who went home, you know. You find a man is here. And his friend is going to Kenya, for instance, or Tanzania, or Rwanda, Burundi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tend to vet, especially mm-hmm. for guys who are married and their women are back home.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to send Sunday Shomari to Tanzania to go and see my wife to take some goods for my
kids. Oh, no.
I'm telling you, somebody will sacrifice and go pay FedEx to put his not to send somebody. Like, no, I don't trust this guy with my wife. No. I'm telling you the truth.
That's true.
That means we don't trust each other anymore.
I'm telling you.
And you're right.
I'm saying that. I'd rather pay for shipping, but I'm not
going
to send you to my family.
You're right.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Denzel, you are so right, because yeah, that's your greatest treasure. Why take a chance with your greatest treasure? You're right. Yeah. I mean, why, you know, I agree with you.
You don't take a chance with that, right?
Not with your greatest treasure.
Thousands of miles away, you can't.
A car can be replaced, but a woman?
Yeah.
My name is Marion Elias. I'm from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. It is okay as long as you keep those boundaries, you know, because for me, I believe in that we are all adults. We know what we're doing. We've moved on with our lives. But as long as you keep those boundaries, but also it depends what you guys have together. You know, some you might have kids together, or you might have business together. So there's those boundaries. So you can still be friends and business partners or parents. So you're friends, yes. For me, I say it is, yes. It's possible. Bring a touch.
And thank you to our listeners who shared the views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing friendship. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
Police in Florida have agreed not to charge a teenager they caught posing as a doctor. The South Florida Sentinel reports police were called after a patient alerted staff at the medical center's OBGYN office that a juvenile dressed in a lab coat was in.